Note reference, 73, Frank and Cook report in this regard a recent study of 1 million American high school seniors in which 70% thought they had above average leadership ability and 2% thought they were below average, but overweening conceit seems to me a misreading of the relation between risk and character. Not to gamble is to accept oneself in advance as a failure. Most people who enter winner-take-all markets know the likelihood of failure, but they suspend that knowledge, as with the risk-taking which occurs under less determined conditions. The immediate excitement about striking out may help blot out rational knowledge about the likelihood of success, but even if someone entering a winner-take-all market remains clear-sighted throughout, to do nothing seems passive rather than prudent. That attitude can be traced back, as an idea, to the early celebrations of the trader in the political economics of Smith and Mill. The imperative to take risks is more widely distributed in modern culture. Risk is a test of character. The important thing is to make the effort, take the chance, even if you know rationally you are doomed to fail. That attitude is reinforced by a common psychological phenomena. Confronted by something conflicted, a person's attention can become riveted on its